Blog Talk Radio.
Oh! That was from cold and rain right there. Anyway, super friends, I'm starting my interviews with other super friends. And anybody who wants to schedule an interview with me, just let me know in advance. And then I'll know who to set up, because 15-minute show, don't have a lot of time. But it gives everyone a chance to say who they are. And you know, in the Master Legend show, people do listen to it, different parts of the world. So, okay, I think I have a caller. I'll let you introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Guardian Warrior. I'm a real-life superhero myself.
Oh, there we go. We got Guardian Warrior with us. Okay, man. So how long you been doing the superhero stuff?
Ever since I was 18, it's been 13 years I've been doing this.
Okay, well, have you got some any good adventures to tell us about for the super friends out there? You know, they can't wait to hear those great adventures.
Well, one for sure I have, and it'll be quick as I can make it. I've had a friend of mine try to commit suicide on the train tracks where I used to live. So my super ability I have is speed. I ran down, pushed her out of the way. She tried to struggle with me. And then after I told her, "You're like family to me. Why are you doing this? I care about you. So does the Lord." She cried and said, "I never had anybody say that." I said, "Well, I do care. Go home. Tell your mom what you did and tell her that you were saved by a really superhero, Guardian Warrior." I touched her from that day.
Well, there you go. You know, if you wasn't there, who knows what could have happened. It could have been bad, real bad. So, you see, you jumped into action. That was good, jumping into action right there. So, these days, you know, you don't have to tell any real close proximities, but where do you go patrolling at these days?
I live in Snyder County, Pennsylvania.
Ah, okay, Pennsylvania. Yeah. I've been there a few times, different places out in Pennsylvania.
Maybe we ran into each
other,
I don't
know. There. Well, it's been a long time. Probably before you was born when I was there. I'm old and all that. But, I've been to Gettysburg, all kind of places, but then this interview is more about for people to learn about you. So also Superman, he's out there in Pennsylvania. John Cohen, Superman, he's a good friend to have on your side. That's for sure. Okay, so what type of, like when you go out, do you dress up in any special gear or anything?
Right now I wear black, my green and black sneakers, gray, long sleeve thermal shirt, a black cape with my first name Guardian on it, a green and black mask, and red and black gloves. Still working on armor.
Well, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And remember, you were saying something about, you know, when you're walking down the streets and all that, do the people like to take pictures and stuff with you and stuff? Do they do that?
Some of the parents are iffy, but they let their kids do that. I had one person give me a weird look. I was walking. He was in a vehicle, gave me a weird look. Like he was dumbfounded, and I was like, I just waved to him. I said, "Hey, what's up?" and walked on. But, yeah, some people do.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, if the cops ever bother you, you just tell them, you know, you've got to tell them your credentials as a real-life superhero. And you tell them, you know, you're with the worldwide group and all with the one of the main leaders of that group. He's more of a, you know, a man who keeps things in order and stuff, and upholds the honor of it all, is Tothian. And he doesn't boss people around or anything. He just upholds the honor and the glory of being a real-life superhero. Which reminds me, you ever been in any real fist fights or using your kung fu skills or whatever type of fighting skills that you have?
I'm in basics right now, Taekwondo. I'm taking Taekwondo classes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. But so you haven't had to go and really, hopefully we never have to do it. And I've had to get into some battles before, tough battles, real bloody one, broken bone, emergency room battles. Hopefully, you know, you won't have to run into any of that kind of stuff. But it happens. It can happen.
Yeah, I do have one, which not while I was on patrol. I got sent, I know it's not to do with superhero stuff, but I was sent to jail, and I had to defend myself in there. One guy jumps in my cell, and I defended myself in that aspect. And I didn't get a new charge because I was defending myself.
Well, that's good. You know, that's the hands-on experience you need, because there's a lot of people out there that talk about, well, you know, working out at the gym, and I've been, you know, practicing kung fu moves, but you never, I know some people don't like it when I say this, but you never have the true experience of fighting unless you actually ever are in a real fight. It's just my unfortunate way times that I've gotten into many of them kind of fights, life and death. But like I say, I don't want to see anyone else have to go through that kind of stuff if they can avoid it. So how about, you know, the homeless people around there? Is there a lot of homeless people in your town?
I'd say yes and no. If I go further away from Snyder County, I see some people up in, like, Lewistown area. I'll see a few standing out, the needy, I was in the military, help me, I help you type signs. But other than that, around where I live, there's not many homeless. If there is, only one or two.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, that's a good thing in a way, because if there's only two homeless people around there could pull together and help them out. You know, some good Christian people get together and don't, two people, that's not too hard to help right there. Out here, it's like, there's nothing a Master Legend can do unless I hit the Powerball, you know, to help out all these homeless people around here. But, I tell you, if you could talk to people, the church or something, you know, what is there's people's problem? Why are they homeless? And, you know, what's the situation? Maybe they're on drugs, or sometimes that's not the case. A lot of times that's what people think, though. And then that's what happens to homeless people. They always get labeled, you know, you can't get a good shower and shave. Look at that bum. You know, it's not like you really like that, you know. I know. I've seen college professors out in the streets before. Yeah.
Wow.
So, college professor. It could happen to anybody. It happened to anybody. So that's how it is. You know, that's how come. Now, there are homeless people that are the professional homeless people. There's some of them not really homeless. They just pretend to be homeless and go out and bum money and mooch and whatever they can, cheat the government and stuff, whatever it takes. That's a whole different kind. You know, right when I'm on the phone here, you know, I've got all these people calling in, and I have this other number that I can't even recognize and all that, but how can I answer it now? Anyway, where are you from there, Guardian Warrior?
Beaver Springs, Pennsylvania.
Is that where you're from?
Yep.
And so you've stayed around in Pennsylvania a lot and traveled any places and have gone any other places?
About think it's 5 or 6 years, maybe longer ago, I was in Okeechobee, Florida.
Go to Florida, huh?
Yep. Not too far from where you used to be.
Oh, yeah. Well, a lot of people think all Florida is some big Disney World. They think it's all a Disneyland, and I'm running down the streets, and there's balloons flying, and it's fun and carefree, and bands playing. Nope, that's only for the rich people. And, you know, there's none of that. Goofy's not – well, there might be Goofy dancing in the street, but it's not the one from Disneyland. That's how it was out there. I'm glad I don't live there anymore. It was crazy. It's a crazy land, a crazy place.
Sometimes I wish I was down there. I hate the cold.
You don't like the cold? Well,
no.
I've been having to suffer with it myself. I've lived in Florida for like 30 years, so you can imagine now I'm in icy time, snow and all that from the fire pit to the freezer. It's like what it feels like, but I can take it, though. I can take it. And, okay, so there we go. Planning out some what are some of your future plans on superhero stuff? You know, we got a few more minutes left, so let the people, our good super friends out there, know what the future may be.
Well, my plans for the future is, since I had a friend and a cousin commit suicide because of bullying, my plans are actually to at least try and get into schools as Garden Warrior and talk to kids and teens, if possible, about why bullying is bad and what I went through of my friend and my cousin committed suicide. That's the reason why I became Garden Warrior, because I got tired of being bullied. They got bullied. And when my cousin committed suicide, it got to the point where I dressed the way I want. You want to bully somebody? Bully me. I can take it. I've been dealing with it for 31 years. And yes, that's how old I am.
Well, there you go. A good 31. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's why I know, because I wouldn't have met me in Pennsylvania. Because when I was in Pennsylvania, it was over 31 years ago. Yep, the last time I was in Pennsylvania, it was over 31 years ago. I'm trying to more like almost 40 years ago, to tell you the truth. Yep. I think at all that age I have, it's like weird. But anyway, it is, you know, that time's about to run out on the show, and I'm glad you called in. The people of the world know they have another super friend out there now. So
yep.
I'm going to go ahead and let you go, and I say a goodbye and a few messages to
all
right. Friends out there. So thanks a lot. Guardian Warrior, thank you for calling.
Yeah, thank
in.
You for the meal. On.
See you later. All right, super friends. I tell you, it's almost time for Master Legend to go catch the old train. You know what I mean? There we go. I hear it coming. Yeah. Who knows where I will want to this time. I guess I could say I was in Pennsylvania and I'm getting on a train. And, well, the person that wants to call in for an interview, just go ahead and get it up with me. And I'll pretty much ask you the same questions. You know, I got to be fair with everyone. That's the way I am. And, you know, okay, the old legend rambling down the road. Okay. So, let me know, and you can be the next person interviewed. I already have a lady, and a Native American lady, and I think she's going to have quite a story to tell. I'm going to see if she'll be ready to do the show tomorrow. So thanks a lot, super friend. I'll see you later.